You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Boy, y'all sounded good. Y'all can be seated. You coming up to announcements? All right.
Man, wasn't that good?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wasn't that good? Give them a hand. Come on. I've known him since he was this high.
He's not joking. Is he?
And when during the summertime, we call him Juan. Because he sits out there and sells watermelons on the side of the road all day. He's the hardest working man I know. And he's also one of the best musicians. He's quite accomplished. I was very proud of you tonight. Welcome to the Rec Room.
Yeah!
Welcome to the Rec Room.
Yeah!
Jolene stuck her tongue out at me, so I may make her... But just Jolene. Got the tongue again. All right. Hey, man, we are so glad to see y'all. And my gosh, Mildwood, I want to tell y'all how proud I've been of y'all, how hard y'all worked, and the difference I've seen in y'all. You know, some of you are going to be sticking around a little bit longer, but for the majority of them are leaving. I'll have a whole new class of hammerheads Wednesday. And but I want to tell y'all how much it enriched my life to get to know all of y'all. And it was a pleasure. Who is here for their very first time? First trip to the Rec Room. Raise your hand and keep it up. We're going to pass you out a little card here. And keep your hand up because we're not going to ask for any money. In fact, it may work out the other way around. You might win a big screen TV. Ha, ha, ha. Nah, that's not... Okay, that's not going to happen either. What that is we have a newsletter here in the Rec Room. And if you want to get a copy of the newsletter, fill that out to the address where you're going. Don't fill it out over here on Jackson Street because we got them here if you want that. We're going to send you the Rec Room newsletter, and I can promise you one thing. There'll never be a plea for money in there. We don't ask for money. You know, God's not broke. We're not going to tell you for $29.95. We'll pray for you. We send it to you for free. And it's a spiritual uplifting deal. My heart jumps every time I open up my mailbox and I find my newsletter there. I get excited about it. When you get through with that card, filling it out, and don't steal the pen, give it back. All right, you can steal the pen. When you get through, put it in that purple box back there. That box serves two functions. One, it holds those blue cards. And the other is it's the Rec Room Assistance Fund. God loves a joyful giver. If y'all cut down to just like one Bob Hayes run to 7-Eleven and put change in that box. You know, God loves a joyful giver. I can guarantee you're going to get a blessing from it. I have never given that I haven't seen some sort of blessing that came from it. And I've given it times when we didn't know how we were going to make the other bills, but that was what we needed to do. You know, God put it on our heart. And so if you want a blessing, put it in there. That's the Rec Room Assistance Fund. That's what that money goes to. It doesn't go to buy the sodas in there. It doesn't go to buy cookies, creams, bam bams, or wham whams, or whatever else. It doesn't buy that. What it buys is people that come to us and they say, hey, man, I need a driver's license. Well, I got out and they didn't give me a prescription to fill. We need a prescription. I need teeth. I need glasses. I need. That's what it is. It's for needs. And we help rec room people. That's what we're here for. We're not building up a checking account or anything else. What we want to do is we want to help you. So if you need something, if you just got in and you need a prescription filled, get with me afterwards, or get with Rick back there. If you need a driver's license or an ID card, get with one of us so we can help you because you can't get a job. I was talking to two guys out there. They were the most excited two guys I've talked to all day. And you know why it was? They got a job. You know, they got a job. You know, I wish half the people that came in and applied to my office were that happy about getting a job. But I run a drug testing company, and most people don't want to see me. I don't know why. If you get an opportunity and you need something, just ask. We don't give handouts, we give hands up. You know, and that's one of the most wonderful things that we've been able to do through this program is help people. If you don't have a Bible... raise your hand, because the fellow that's speaking tonight, I promise you, he may only get one Bible verse out, but he will be able to talk about that same verse for 30 minutes, and you may want to look at it. Anybody need a Bible? Raise your hand, I promise you. This Bible also, if you get a Bible, and you need a Bible, and you don't have a Bible, take this as our gift from the Rec Room. You know, I don't go anywhere without it. I got one on my desk at the office. I got one next to my bed at the house. Got one in the bookcase. Got one in my truck door. It's one book that I don't leave anywhere without going. I even took a Bible to Las Vegas. It almost burned up, but I took one with me. Yep. I was there during the Southern Baptist Convention about 10 years ago, and you know, you could tell who the Baptists were when you walked by, and they were at the blackjack table. They were playing like this. We're going to be honored tonight with my favorite person, the founder of this entire organization, Luke's. Leland Maple is going to speak to us tonight. And it's an answered prayer. We've all been praying for Leland. I was teasing him a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about prayer, and I said, "You got so many people praying for you that when God gets one of those prayer requests, he probably goes, 'Oh, damn, Maples again.'" You know, but he's living proof that prayer works, and I'm proud that he's my friend. You know, I'm proud that he's my mentor, and he's going to speak to us tonight, and I want you to cherish the opportunity. What do I need to forget? You know, I hadn't even mentioned butt cans in about, because y'all been doing so good. I hadn't had to mention it, but we got a kind of new bunch, so I know we don't have to worry about this with the Idlewood guys, because they don't smoke. Put your butts in the butt cans only. Thank you, Kenny. Don't put your trash in there. Don't throw your cups in there. Do not pour your drinks in there. Just throw your drinks out in the grass. And, you know, bring your trash in, throw it away, or just set it there next to the can. We'll pick it up for you. But don't put it in the cans, okay, because it'll start smoking and causes a fire and everything else. And now they want us to empty those every night. And my friend right here, running around here, I don't know where he went. He's the one that's responsible for taking care of it. And he's really good, but he doesn't like having to put out fires before he goes back there. So just put your butts in the butt can, okay? Okay, let me clarify that. Put your cigarette butts in the butt can, okay? All right. And who's... The whole band's doing a special tonight. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to turn it over to them. We are now officially on lockdown.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, nobody's going to leave. We got about 40 minutes. And I promise you, you'll get out of here. We've never kept anybody more than 10 seconds over. That's when Doug preached. But, yeah, Pastor Doug. But, you know, y'all are on lockdown, and so just have a seat and get ready for the good word.
Well, thank you so much, Craig. Most of y'all know our band. We got Loris on piano, we got John on drums, got Jamie on bass, and we'll get back to her in just a second. We got Jolene over here on keyboard. She left me. Anyhow, tell us who this is, Jamie.
This is my friend Amy Wilson. She's actually she's from Andrews, but she and I went to church together for about 15 years at Crescent Park Baptist, and her daughter is my godchild, and she's a new nana as of September. She's a nana, and we have sung together in all kinds of different groups, adult choir, adult ensemble, small groups, trios, and I have to tell y'all, we actually, with another lady at our church, we actually went and auditioned and got chosen to sing for a Texas Rangers baseball game.
Yeah.
The only problem was it was in the middle of the week, in the middle of school, and we were both teachers. So we unfortunately were not able to go. But that's kind of our claim to fame with our singing. But she came in to visit my mom and me this weekend, and she's been with me helping to do some stuff, work at my house. And so I invited her to come sing with us because I know she loves to sing for the Lord, and she's got a wonderful talent. So I just want to thank her for singing with us.
Now when y'all hear it, y'all understand why. Hold on just a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold it. All right. Hold it. Let's try this again. Ready? One, two, three. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Play one, Mr. Lord.
Often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow was stone. And though I'll find here no permanent dwelling, I know He'll give me a mansion of my own. I've got a just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. But walk on streets that our purest
I was trying to get a guy out of Andrews, and he's tied up till later date, and so it was a little late before I could warn anybody else. So I'm here. I won't be speaking a long time because I just finished chemo Friday, and I hate that stuff. It just makes me totally worthless. I was thinking about today when I was going to come up here about the guy and about Bubba in Louisiana. He went to the revival meeting. They were having a revival. Preacher was preaching. And at the end, in the invitation, he told all of them, he said, any of y'all want to come down here and need prayer? He said, if you need prayer, you get my line here and come down here and let me know, and we'll pray for you. And so Bubba got in line. Come up to him. He said, Bubba, what do you need? He said, I need for you to pray for my hearing. Man, the guy grabbed him, stuck one finger in his ear, put the other hand on his head, began to pray for him, and he turned loose and he said, how's your hearing now? And he said, I don't know. It's not till Friday at Baton Rouge. So I figured this bunch might quite understand that. I want you to turn with me to the book of Philemon. It's a little book, one chapter book, right before the book of Hebrews. Philemon. Let me tell you a little something about this book, and it's got a verse in it that loops. Has always used for the last 30 years. And it's about Paul. Paul's in prison now. He appealed to Caesar. The Jews didn't let him go, and so he appealed to Caesar and went before Caesar, because in the Roman law they had a deal that if you appealed to Caesar, you got to go before Caesar. You got to let him talk to you. And so they really have no charges against him. This is his first imprisonment, and he's going to get out. He's writing a rich friend of his. Paul had a lot of friends. He had a lot of enemies too, but he had a lot of friends. And this guy is named Philemon. For years I said Philemon. Then I learned it was pronounced Philemon. But he's writing to him, and he's writing to him about a fellow by the name of Onesimus. Now, Onesimus was a servant for Philemon, and he run off. I don't know if he stole some money from Philemon. I don't know if he got in some kind of other trouble. But he got sent to prison, and he ends up in the same prison that Paul is at. Paul is an old man by this time. In fact, in verse 9 it said, yet for love's sake I rather beseech ye, being such a one as Paul, the aged. He is talking to Onesimus and leads him to the Lord. Onesimus went to this place, and he's wanting Philemon. Paul is wanting Philemon to get him out, bond him out. In fact, in verse 22, he said, but withal prepare also for me a lodging, for I trust it through your prayers I shall be given to you. But he led Onesimus to the Lord. And Paul is writing him about Onesimus. Just three characters in this, just a one chapter book. Not much to it, other than in the middle of it, in verse 15, he said, for perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou mightest receive him forever. I want to talk to you about that verse a little bit. For therefore he departed also for a season, that you might receive him forever. For perhaps. Notice Paul doesn't say that he did or that he didn't. He just said perhaps. Perhaps maybe all this happened so you could get to go to heaven. Onesimus. Maybe this happened where you could be received by Philemon. Maybe all this happened where you could be a better man than what you were. For perhaps circumstances played a part in this. Doesn't say what part. Doesn't say if they were a big part, small part, little part, huge part. He just said perhaps. And the second thing he said, he departed for a little while. Many of you are here from someplace else. You're Mangelo, Amarillo, Abilene. Somewhere out here in West Texas, you come to Idlewood for 30 days. You come to Jackson Street for 90 days. You get caught in all of this. And you're unhappy about it. You didn't want to have to come back to Idlewood. It interrupted your job. Might even cost you your job. It's a bummer. You come out, you've been 6 months. Those of you that are at Jackson Street, you've been 6 months in prison behind an iron gate. And then you come here for 90 days. And then you got another year or more to do outpatient counseling. And you're just not happy about it. It's interrupted your life. It's interrupted whatever you're doing. It's not a fun thing to be. You're in a bad shape. And yet Paul says he departed for a little while. Think about that. He departed for a little while. Things went bad for his good. How many of you would have never heard this message if you hadn't been sent to Idlewood or Jackson Street? Yeah, you wouldn't have cared anything about the gospel. But now you're going through some heartaches, some troubles, some problems with the family. Some bad things are happening to you. And you know what? It's for your good. How many times has our bad happened for our good? My, how we do that. Bad things turn into good things. We'd have never heard. We'd have never responded. We'd have never gotten right with the Lord. We'd never been saved if it hadn't been that perhaps he departed for a little while. Here's what Paul is telling Philemon. If he hadn't, now he didn't say he did. Didn't say he didn't. But he said, for perhaps he departed for a little while. Perhaps he got in trouble. Perhaps he did something wrong. Perhaps he got in trouble and they sent him here to where I was. And I told him about Jesus. I told him about the Lord. He said he departed, for perhaps he departed for a little while, that thou mightest receive him forever. You're a long way from home. You're separated from your family. Things are not going good. And yet, bad things have a way of leading us to the Lord. Bad things have a way we get caught. Bad things. We didn't want to get caught. We got blamed for something. We might not have done it. There are people that do time and did nothing to do time. There are some innocent people. Now, they're not innocent in everything. They're just innocent in that one thing. But goodness, we get caught. We get blamed. We end up in a bad place for a good reason. You ever think about that? Do you ever think about the fact that, hey, I'm here? I didn't have anything else to do tonight, so I went to the rec room. Or maybe my group went and I had to go with them. Here I am. And yet, tonight, some of you will make a decision to trust Christ. You'll go back a better man than came here. You'll go back as God's child. You'll go back where God reached down and you won't find a crowd like this anywhere in town. You won't find another group of people like this. And you said, well, perhaps. Well, perhaps he departed for a little while, that thou mightest receive him forever. He said, Philemon, you're going to get a guy that's going to be a good servant. Now, you're going to get more than a servant. You got a brother. You got a brother. If he owes you anything, I'll take care for it. If he has got anything that's worthwhile to you, I'll pay for it. I'll stand good for it. You can accept him like you'll accept me. All because a good thing happened to me when things were going bad. I don't want you to bow your head for a moment. I want you to think with me just for a little bit. You're here tonight. And you don't know why you're here, maybe. Maybe you're cussing the time that it happened. But the Holy Spirit is going to speak to your heart in a moment. And you're going to trust him. And you're going to leave here being a brother to Paul, being a brother to Philemon, being a brother to the Christian people that are here, because a good thing happened to you when things were going bad. You say, Leland, I've never trusted Christ as my Savior. I've never been saved. Oh, I've been scared before. I've thought about it, but I never have. Would you lift up your hand and let me pray for you? God bless you. I see your hand. Your hand and yours. I see your hand. Yeah, I see your hands. Put them back down. Why don't you lift them up? Anybody else? Forward to pray. Yeah, I see your hand. Our Heavenly Father, nobody chose this place tonight. But you're going to do something good for us. You're going to save some souls. You're going to make some people on their way to heaven that were on their way to hell when they came in here. Father, you're going to make some good things happen, bad things. The Bible said that we know that all things work together for good to them that are called according to his purpose. And so tonight, when we stand, will you help them move out on the very first verse and trust Christ as their Savior? Let's stand your feet, head still, mouth, eyes still closed. And would you come on the very first verse? God bless you. Come on. Just as I am.
Just as
come right on. You can trust him tonight. You lifted your hand. You were a part of that group. Now then, you can come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Lee, come right on. O Lamb of God, I come. Come on.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.